With Montana News, I'm Freddie Menares. Mike Fellows, the Libertarian Party's candidate for Montana's U.S. House seat, was killed in a car accident last night returning from a candidate forum in Sealy Lake. Missoula County Sheriff's officials say Fellows died in a head-on collision with another vehicle. The 59-year-old Fellows was making his eighth run for U.S. House against Congressman Republican Ryan Zinke and Democrat Denise Juneau. Montana's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate increased by 0.1% to 4.3% in August. The national unemployment rate has remained 4.9% since June. Labor Commissioner Pam Busey said today that Montana experienced job growth through the beginning of the year, but that growth has since moderated due to weakness in the energy sector. A small technology firm based in Polson has filed a lawsuit against oilfield services giant Halliburton, one of the world's largest corporations. Adelos, a subsidiary of the tribally owned SNK Technologies, alleges that Halliburton received proprietary technology information from Adelos while considering purchasing the rights to it and is now passing off the technology as its own. A bicyclist from Ohio riding across the country was critically injured when she was struck by a car on US Highway 2 in northwestern Montana. The Montana Highway Patrol says the woman was hit from behind by a car traveling at highway speed Sunday afternoon. Bike Cleveland says Shelley Snyder suffered life-threatening injuries. A former Great Falls man charged with killing a disabled veteran has waived extradition to Montana. Arrangements are being made to have Brandon Kraft brought back to Great Falls to face charges in the February death of 28-year-old Adam Petzak. This week, Montana's Environmental Information Center and solar energy advocates asked federal authorities to reverse a state regulator's decision earlier this year that advocates say is killing clean energy jobs. Corin Cates-Carney reports.
In June, Montana's Public Service Commission took unprecedented action when they suspended prices utilities are legally required to pay solar energy developers. Northwestern Energy had asked the PSC to take emergency action and suspend the price rate. Northwestern said the energy price was too high and out of date. The PSC agreed and suspended the rate, planning to replace it with an updated one this winter. Montana Environmental Information Center's Brian Fady says the PSC violated federal law when it suspended the rate without creating a new one.
That process can't take place, but they cannot put a stay on this rate until they go through this public legitimate process to set a new rate.
Fady says the suspension of rates has stopped solar development in Montana. MEIC has asked the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to step in and force Montana's PSC to reinstate the old rate until a new rate is introduced. When Northwestern Energy asked the PSC to suspend the rate, company representatives said the out-of-date energy price could mean over $200 million in additional costs they'd have to pass on to their customers over the next 25 years. FERC is giving interested parties until October 11th to submit additional comments. There is no timeline for when federal regulators may rule on MEIC's request, but attorneys for MEIC are expecting a ruling by the end of November. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.
A mining company planning to build a copper mine near a Smith River tributary has resubmitted its application after state environmental officials said the previous version was insufficient. Tintina Resources resent its application to the Montana Department of Environmental Quality after the previous version was rejected 6 months ago. The mine would be located on private land about a mile from Sheep Creek, which feeds into the popular Smith River. A state judge has reduced the bail for a Great Falls man charged with killing his wife after a request from the victim's father. District Judge Dirk Sandifer called the bail hearing for Roy Edward Scott after James Wiles asked that Scott's bail be reduced so Scott can work and help pay the family bills. Scott has pleaded not guilty to deliberate homicide in the March death of 32-year-old Stephanie Wiles. Sandifer on Monday reduced Scott's bail from $1 million to $250,000. A 26-year-old Butte man has been sentenced to life in prison for killing his father in November 2008 and hiding his body. Adam Hatfield was sentenced today. He was convicted of deliberate homicide in February for the death of 49-year-old Matt Hatfield. A research scientist found Matt Hatfield's skull about 20 miles west of Butte in October 2010. DNA from the skull matched the blood on the walls of the cabin and a baseball bat found outside. Adam Hatfield, who was 18 at the time of his father's death, has been jailed since he was charged in February 2014. His first trial in April 2015 ended in a mistrial. Candidates for Montana's contested seat in the state Supreme Court met and debated in Sealy Lake Monday night during a candidate forum. Corin Cates-Carney reports.
The race between Kristen Juris and Dirk Sandifer is the only nonpartisan contest appearing on this year's ballot, and whoever is elected will serve 8 years as one of seven justices in Montana's highest court. Kristen Juris told a crowd of about 24 at the Seeley Lake Community Hall that as a longtime attorney, she provides additional perspective that is currently lacking in the court.
What we don't have on the court is somebody with a strong background representing farmers, ranchers, small business owners, nonprofits in their daily legal needs.
Dirk Sandifer challenged Juris's experience and said his own time as a district court judge proves he has the qualifications for the job.
I'm known around the state in legal circles as a highly competent state district judge who is always prepared and who gives everybody a fair shot. Win, lose, or draw, people feel like that they've been treated fairly. That's what I'll do on the Montana Supreme Court.
As several community members challenge whether the justice race is truly nonpartisan, a race without political agendas, both candidates said they have the ability to make unbiased decisions from the bench. The forum in Seeley Lake was open to candidates in other statewide races as well, but the event was poorly attended by both candidates and members of the public. About half the candidates invited attended. The event organizer said he was disappointed by the turnout and said trying to get candidates together in the same place is like herding cats. He was also competing with broadcasts of the Montana governor's candidates debate, Monday Night Football, as well as a community barbecue going on the other side of town. A second Seeley Lake candidate forum is scheduled for September 29th. Organizer Klaus von Studerheim says all but one of the candidates invited to that forum has accepted. He's hoping it will have better public attendance as well. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.